Good evening, everyone. Today is the 8th of March, the evening of. And I have entitled this video tonight, Will Does Not Exist. I just came from a fellowship call, and it was a very interesting call. And we were talking about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and how they realized after they'd ate of it that they were naked. And, you know, one of the things that I pointed out on that call is that, you know, because people think that Adam and Eve had a free will in the Garden of Eden. And, you know, everything that we talk about around the subject of free will has to do with semantics, you know. We see in Psalm 110, verse 4, that God makes us willing in the day of His power. He makes us willing. He draws us by His Holy Spirit. He shows us, He reveals to us our sin. He reveals to us our need of a Savior. Now, Satan has never experienced being born again. Has he? No, and he never will. You know, and there are certain people that will never experience the grace of God, and one of them was Esau. He will never experience being born again by the Spirit of God. Judas will never experience being born again by the Spirit of God. Other people, though, who have even denied Christ have experienced being born again by the Spirit of God. Peter was one of those. He denied Christ three times, but Christ had prayed for Peter. Okay? There are certain elect angels that will never fall from God's kingdom. Gabriel and Michael, the archangel, are elect angels. I remember talking to an elder in a Primitive Baptist church one time, and he denied that there were non-elect angels. Even though it talks about in Titus that there are elect angels, I said to this elder, well, how can there be elect angels without having non-elect angels? Satan was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth. He was a liar as well. Satan will never come to the a knowledge of the truth. He said, I will arise and be as God, and he's still trying to conquer God right now, and he will never be successful because he's a non-elect angel. Only God has all power. This subject of free will, and I would encourage anyone that hears this message tonight, send me your email and I'll get you a copy of The Lies of Free Will, and it goes through the history beginning with Satan in heaven all the way down through this present day regarding this doctrine of free will and how it's been perpetrated not only by Satan but by many so-called churches. Down in Pea Ridge, Arkansas, I was at a tire shop today getting a tire fixed, and right across from the tire shop there's a Baptist church there that says Free Will Baptist Church. They promote the free will of man. Now, the only liberty that we have is liberty in Christ. Christ makes us free from the bondage of sin. Okay? Prior to our salvation, we never had a free will. We were in bondage to Satan. We were dead, Scripture says. We were dead in our trespasses and sin. The Bible says, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Now, the way you can send me your email address is go to LarryWPhillips.com. capital L, and all rest is lowercase, LarryWPhillips.com, capital L, and go to the contact section, and in the message just say, I would like your free book on the lies of free will, and I'll send you a free PDF copy of the book. You know, it goes through the whole history of this. You do not have a free will. You never have had a free will, and you never will have a free will. Because even after you're born again, you have liberty in Christ, not outside of Christ. And there are so many scriptures that talk about the fact that we are born and conceived in sin, and then Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night and says, how can a man, you know God? And Jesus Christ says he must be born again. He said, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. God didn't look down through time and see that you were going to choose him. God knows everything. God predestinated you unto adoption if you're one of his. You didn't have a choice in the matter. God chose you. There's a guy that has a radio broadcast, and he always ends his broadcast every day as, we're on God's side. The question isn't whether you're on God's side. The question is whether he's on your side. You can't make yourself born again by a decision. You can't make yourself be born again. But the Bible says all that the Father hath given me will come to me. If you've come to Christ, it's only because you've been given to him by God in the first place. You know? Not of the will of the flesh, but of God. It is God who works both in you, both to will and do of his pleasure. The foundation of God stand assured. He knows who are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. A lot of people want to take credit for their salvation by something they've done. And I have one question for that person. Did you die on a cross? Did you have a spear thrust in your side? Did you wear a crown of thorns on your head? Did you have nails put through your hands and through your feet? Were you buried in a tomb? Did you come out of the grave? Did you ascend back to God? Are you seated at the right hand of God? I think a lot of people think they're seated at the right hand of God instead of Christ. The way you hear them talk about their conversion, you know, I'm thankful for the day I let Jesus do this and that. Poor little Jesus. You couldn't do anything apart from the grace of God. The grace of God means it's unmerited favor. You have nothing to boast of in and of yourself. You were dead in your trespasses and sin. And God has, if you're one of his, as the Bible says, he has translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. You didn't have one whit to do with it. So don't take any glory in your salvation. Give all the glory to Christ. Amen. Well, that's what's on my mind tonight. I'd love to get this book in your hands, The Lies of Free Will. And you can also get a paperback copy by going to lulu.com. Go to Google and put lulu.com, The Lies of Free Will by Larry Phillips, and you can get yourself a paperback copy. May the good Lord be with you this evening. It's my prayer. God bless.